Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two people in the community who provide you with excellent veterinary news every week. Actually, one is behind the scenes and the other is the host. We have host Dana Hill from Animal Airwaves Live. He's also the program director for WUFT Classic. And Sarah Carey is the director of communications at the College of Veterinary Medicine here at the University of Florida. She's also the managing editor, and she helps to select the veterinarians that come in week after week on the live show and explain various different species and illnesses and what you can do to make your pet a healthier person. Sarah also happens to be retiring, and that's going to be in mid-May, I believe.
Mid-May.
Is that correct?
That's true.
In
yes.
May. She's been here for 34 years, so she's kind of an institution in the College of Veterinary Medicine. So thanks, and you guys, how did this whole thing come about?
I'm maybe not the most qualified to answer that question because somebody just came to me one day and said, hey, you're going to be the host of Animal Airwaves Live.
Is that how it works? I know how you feel.
Oh, gosh. Really, Dana, that's interesting.
So how did it start, Sarah?
Well, we opened our new small animal hospital in the fall of 2010. And soon after we opened the hospital, it was early in 2011 that we worked the logistics to come up with what would become Animal Airwaves. But going back, how did it start? The chief of staff of our hospital at the time, Dr. Dana Zimmel, who's now our college dean, had a vision for how we might let the community know more about the hospitals. And when I say the hospitals, a small animal hospital and a large animal hospital, and what we do in the community, how we help the referring veterinary community and how we help pet owners in our local community and beyond. And so really it was her idea to come up with, to explore a collaboration with our local NPR station. And that's what sort of led to everything. And it isn't just a one-part program, which is why it's so unique. And it did take some work on the ground to figure out how all the logistics would work. But, it's hard to believe that now this year we're 2025, and we started in the early part of 2011. So it's 14 years we've been doing this. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
The time goes by very quickly. And with the live show, at least, I feel like the module has it already been running for a while?
It started first, you're right. But not that it didn't go that much before. I want to say maybe it was all in the spring. So we maybe started in May with the live shows and then maybe March or something.
April 1st was the first live show. And
okay,
I'll talk about that in a minute. But,
okay.
But the distinction between the modules and the live show is something that maybe listeners don't think about too much, but mm-hmm. it is there is a difference. And the modules mm-hmm. are the minute-long segments that people hear kind of throughout the day on WUFT-FM.
They are all day long, yes.
And these have
Welcome
such a...
Welcome to Animal Airwaves.
That's right. And they have a really diverse range of topics. And they're often little educational sort of vignettes about mm-hmm. animal health and welfare. Mm-hmm. And Garrett has been the voice of those modules for a long time. For the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned Garrett, and really he's been a key team member as you have, and he's the key talent for the modules, and you're the key talent for the live piece, and then the talent are veterinarians who have helped to make the live show what it is, and then we have a writer, Connie Orcutt, who helps us prepare the scripts that we use that become the modules for the daily pieces that air. And I thought about this, a lot, that the key people have been consistent.
Right. Right. So when the live show began, I will say that I was nervous about it. And I'm not usually nervous about being on the radio ever. Public speaking doesn't scare me. But I can remember in the moments leading up to the first episode, and I can remember sitting where you're sitting right now, Sue, and I had my guest right beside me, and I knew that he was perfectly capable of talking about animals, but in about the 90 seconds before the theme began, I almost got up and literally ran away. It was the only time I can ever remember being genuinely scared about, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into?
Wow.
But I stayed okay. And I got through it, and hundreds and hundreds of episodes later, it's now, I don't even think twice about it. It doesn't make me nervous in the least, but as a program, it seems odd that I would be the host of it because I don't know the first thing about animals.
Well, you do now, after 14 years.
I wish I could say that I retained all the information that people have told me. If I did, I feel like I'd be like on my way to a veterinary degree.
You would.
But
no question.
I don't. I don't know really anything about animals. I think the only thing that makes it work from my perspective for me is that I'm a naturally curious person, and that is the only way that I get by. It's not that I have any actual knowledge, but that I listen closely to what the veterinarians say, and I ask the questions that I feel like any sort of curious layperson would ask.
Right.
And that puts me maybe in the point of view of person who is like a client, who is a person who has a pet that's going to talk to a veterinarian.
Right. And that's part of the whole mission, is to make what we do accessible to those who are listening, to a variety of audiences, really, and of a variety of ages. But I think what your gift is, Dana, is you're good at you have that curiosity is authentic. No one can fake that. You're genuinely curious when you have these guests about what they do, and you facilitate these discussions, and you allow the people who are experts in whatever the subject matter of the day happens to be, you allow them to talk about themselves and their passion. And I think once that starts happening, then the magic kind of starts, because you've got folks talking about why they do what they do and why they love it. And sometimes, let's say it's a small animal surgeon. Well, they're there not just to talk about small animal surgery, but they are there to talk about a particular problem that might lead people to a situation where their animal has to have a certain kind of procedure. And let's just say, I don't know, foreign body ingestion or something. What happens with that? So then they're talking about some very specialized aspect of what they do. But it's a learning experience for everyone, because you learn and the listeners learn, and I think also just the fact, the reinforcement of the fact that we have the wonderful UF Veterinary Hospitals right here in Gainesville is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I think something that I've always appreciated about the program is, one, that veterinarians have to be great communicators. They can't just be veterinarians who spend all their time thinking about animals. I suppose that there are fields of veterinary medicine in which they don't have a lot of like client interfacing, you know, a role. But I think that all the folks who've come in here that I've spoken with, they've almost uniformly been really good at communicating the message, and it's been clear that they have a high regard for the work that they're doing and conveying their empathy and their care and concern for animals.
That's true. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about Animal Airwaves Live and Animal Airwaves, and kind of more about how it started and where the music that illustrates the show comes from as well. I know about the Sandhill Crane, but I don't know about the other music. So we'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Sarah Carey. She is the Director of Communications for the University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine, and she's also the Managing Editor of Animal Airwaves Live, and also works with Animal Airwaves, the one-minute modules that we have on WUFT. And then Dana Hill, who is the host of Animal Airwaves Live and also the program director of WUFT Classic. The show has been on the air since 2011 and continues to garner support and fans. And tell us a little bit more about the show. And you were going to tell us about how a sandhill crane sound is at the very end of the modules.
Well, I'm a little fuzzy on exactly how that happened, but to my recollection, as we were all thinking, visualizing, and thinking about how this show might actually sound and come across to listeners. Dr. John Harvey was our executive associate dean at the time. And I just remember having conversations with him about what wouldn't it be neat if we were able to incorporate some kind of animal sound into the show. And so he thought sandhill cranes would be a wonderful identifier for us being here in North Central Florida. So many of us are familiar with the crane calls. And anyway, again, my memory is a little fuzzy on exactly how it all transpired, but I know initially there was conversation about this, and I do remember being in touch with the International Crane Foundation and getting their permission to use recorded crane calls as a part of the show that would be the 60-minute modules. But yeah, I love them, and whenever I hear Animal Airway, it's such a distinctive sound, and I have heard others say that it resonates with them because it puts them in a place.
If Dana had chosen the sound, it probably would have been a meow.
Yeah,
it
would have been
a cat meow.
That's how it would have been.
It's all about cats.
I know of Dana, that sounds about right.
He's always excited when the veterinarians who focus on feline care are coming. Hey, she's coming.
I know, that's true.
Well, you know, the thing is that there's been so many different guests who've returned for the live show, and I am always happy when the topic is one that we haven't had before. And even if it's kind of a unusual topic, I get pretty excited. And I get excited, too, when there's somebody who can come on and talk about something maybe a little bit out of the ordinary. We've had episodes about amphibians, mm-hmm. had episodes about
exotic pets, too, right?
Oh, several.
Yeah, we had an episode about rabbits and maybe even goats before. It's been a lot of different topics. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, a lot of people are listening to hear about, you know, relatable things. And this can often include some sad topics, but that is kind of what you face when you have a pet.
That's true. So Sarah, you're going to be leaving in mid-May, and there's a new person that's going to take the helm of managing editor.
Right. Kelly Sobers, and she's terrific, and she actually started at the college not even a week ago, and she just dove right in. But yes, I'm educating her about all aspects of Animal Airwaves, and there's a lot to digest, but the best thing is it's run along. At this point, 14 years in, we have a system and processes in place, and you know, it's a stable system. I think everyone, she shouldn't have too many surprises
to deal
with.
And you haven't run out of topics or run out of veterinarians, right?
No, and Sue, you know, when you were talking about, or actually Dana, you were talking about the different kinds of subjects and species that people touch on when they come, and I made some notes to myself a while back as I was putting together a kind of a fact sheet just to incorporate some of the highlights for when I talk about the show to people. And I mean, I came up with 12 plus species. That's plus. So, but dogs, cats, tortoises, rabbits, as you said, birds, iguanas, ferrets, snakes, amphibians, mm-hmm. dolphins.
Yes.
Horses.
Horses and cows. And really everything.
Manatees. We've talked about manatees.
Yes, we
before.
Sure have. We've talked about manatees. So the variety of species and the subject matter and the expertise, because we have so many different types of specialists at UF. It's incredible.
I think, Sarah, you deserve a lot of credit because people who are listening to the program might think that I'm more involved than I am. And I will say that behind the scenes, Sarah and her associates have been the one who've booked all the guests. I got it, the easy part. I just have to chat with people, which is easy enough. But, you know, to make sure that everybody's where they need to be, that's been something that you've handled all these years.
Well, I have to say, in all fairness, I have a role which is primarily facilitator, maybe on the ground. Primarily, I'm the facilitator to make sure everything happens as it needs to. But as far as the scheduling, you know, truly the administrative person in the hospitals who, remember, if you used to be Nancy Hamilton, and then it was Amanda Buckley, and now it's someone named Teresa McNeil. And those are the folks on the ground in the hospital who put out the call. Ever wanted, did you want to be a star on the radio, right? We have to solicit interest somehow. And so she puts out the pitches, and I think where I can be the most help to her, and she provides the scheduling logistics, helps with all of that. So I might be there to help with, she says, we don't have a speaker for June. We have two open dates. What can we do? And I might say, well, I saw Dr. Crawford in the hallway the other day, and you know, we have a new outbreak that unfortunately people need to become aware of, whatever it might be, or something like that. And I'll bet if I hit her up, she might be willing to come and do a show, right? So by virtue of having been at the school as long as I have, I have relationships. I know some people. I'm not shy about asking people if they would be willing to come on the show. So I think I've helped in that way, yeah. But I certainly can't take all the credit that you're giving me. It's just it's a team effort.
Same topics all around, too, right?
Well, the modules have an incredible variety of topics, even more than the live show itself, because the modules sometimes hit on things that maybe wouldn't be a perfect candidate for an hour-long show, but in a 60-second module can really provide some information to the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Education Minute or Education Hour, right? I mean, if people are able to get in those 60-minute 60-second?
Yeah.
Sorry.
60-second
modules. Right, 60 minutes of. They have to be short. They have to be succinct and, relatively attention-getting. And you're right. I mean, and I'm about the variety of subjects that the writer touches on. And she lets us know ahead of time. She sends us pitches for what she might write about. And then we have our medical editors. I think it's important to give them some credit, too. Michael Scheer and Dr. Sally Donata look at all the scripts that come through and make sure that they all pass muster. And we look at pitches. And anyway, it's a team effort.
It's a team effort.
Yep.
So Animal Airwaves Live, we're getting ready to, unfortunately, end. This conversation could probably go on for like an hour during Animal Airwaves Live. It is every Friday at 1 p.m., and it goes on for an hour. And the modules run periodically each day. I know there's a collection of 12 that kind of alternate throughout the month. So it's been a fun time, I know, for Sarah. I know she's bittersweet about leaving. And Dana, I know you've learned more about animals than you're admitting.
I hope
so. He's been wonderful, and all of you all to work with. It's been great.
It's great. Well, Sarah, thanks for being here. Dana, thanks for sharing the mic here.
Thanks.
And we will listen to more of Animal Airwaves Live Fridays at 1, and then listen for the modules throughout the day. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you,
Sarah. Sure, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Sarah Carey, UF College of Veterinary Medicine Communications Director, and WUFT Classic Program Director and Animal Airwaves Live host Dana Hill, speaking about Animal Airwaves. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online to wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.